Welcome to day 160. We are up to Parakhas Mishnah Gimel. Now, we learned previously that we are allowed to sell Shemitah produce, but we're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce. And we defined a little bit about what that means. Perhaps you're not allowed to sell it at a profit. You're not allowed to do it in ways that are very businesslike. What our Mishnah is going to deal with is when it's permitted to sell Shemitah produce, how do you have to go about doing it? Says Mishnah Gimel, Ein mochrin peiros shvi'is lo b'mida. You're not allowed to sell peiros shvi'is, any Shemitah produce, by mida, by volume, v'lo b'mishkal, and not by weight, v'lo b'minyan, and not even by counting it out, because those are all business-like practices. That's how you would measure something when you sell it. Instead, as the Mefarshim point out, you have to do it be'omid. You simply have to estimate, which is not a very worthwhile or beneficial thing for the seller. You usually end up losing out in that way. So you're not allowed to use any of those classic ways of counting out that which you're selling. Instead, you have to do it simply by estimating. Continues the Mishnah, v'lo te'enim b'minyan, v'lo yarak b'mishkal. Not only that, but you're not allowed to even take a type of produce that is generally sold one way and then measure it a different way. So the examples the Mishnah give is te'enim b'minyan. Usually figs are sold by weight. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to say, okay, now I'm going to sell it by counting it out. V'lo yarak b'mishkal. Generally, vegetables are sold by counting them out. And you'd say, okay, maybe I'll just do it by weighing them the unusual way for that particular produce. The Mishnah says, no, that's not good enough. Any sort of measurement, any sort of typical measurement that's used in sales is not allowed during Shvi'is. You always have to do only estimation. So again, even if that type of produce is generally sold one way, you are not allowed to measure it another way. Instead, everything needs to be done by estimation. Beis Shammai Amrim Aflo Agudos. Beis Shammai says, even when you are selling it by estimation, you can't even sell it in bundles, because that's generally the way things were sold. Beis Hillel says, I agree generally that if something is exclusively bundled up for the purpose of sales, then you would not be allowed to buy it in bundles. But there's certain things that we don't just bundle up for selling, we also bundle up because it's convenient, a convenient way of bringing it into our home, or even a convenient way of storing it in our home. So if that's true, then for that type of produce, bundling up does not clearly indicate a sale, because we bundle it up even just to bring it inside, and in that case you would be allowed to sell or buy those things in bundles. And the examples that the Mishnah gives is kigon hakreshin, which is leek, v'netzach chalav, that was that milky white flower plant that we discussed previously. Says Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet is going to talk about money of Shvi'is and what it's allowed to be used for and when money does get the status of Kedusha Shvi'is and when it doesn't, etc. Says Mishnah Dalet, ha'omer lapoel, someone who says to one's workers, hey, lech iser zev, lach yarak hayom, go take this iser, it's a type of currency, and go collect peros shvi'is for me during the Shemitah year. Now we know we're generally not allowed to harvest, you're not allowed to have someone do prohibited work for you, but we are allowed to pick some Shemitah produce during the Shemitah year. So if you say to a worker, please go do that permitted work for me, and I'm giving you this iser for that, then schara mutter, then the amount, the reward, so to say, the payment the person receives is totally mutter, meaning to say it's regular money, it does not get the status of shvi'is. Because it doesn't sound like you are exchanging the money for peiros shvi'is, it sounds simply like you are asking a person to do you a favor, to bring you peiros shvi'is, and you're paying the person for the work, not for the peiros, not for the produce itself. So that's totally fine. Lucky at Libo Yarakayom, but if you just give the person money and say, please go get for me vegetables for today, go pick or buy vegetables, then it sounds like you're actually giving money in order for the person to buy it for you, and that would be problematic, or at least it wouldn't be problematic, but the money itself was used as part of the process of buying Shemitah produce, and therefore the money does get the status of Kiddush Shvi'is. We said that earlier, that whenever you take money and you buy Shemitah produce with it, that money then gets the status of Shemitah. You have to treat it with Kiddush, with holiness. And then you have to take that money and buy other produce or other food, and then that does free up the status from the coins, but then whatever you bought with it, whatever food you bought, then that gets the status of Shemitah, and you have to treat it with all of those halachas. So in this case, if you just gave the money in order to ask someone to do you a favor to bring you a payrus, then you're just paying the person, and that's fine, it doesn't get the status of Shvi'is. But if you're giving them money stam, and you just say, go buy me payrus Shvi'is, or go get for me payrus Shvi'is, then it sounds like you are asking for that money to be used to be exchanged for Shvi'is, and therefore the money would get the status of Shvi'is, and you'd have to treat it with all of that holiness. If you went to a baker and you received a loaf of bread or a bread for the amount of a fudyon, then, and you say to the person, you say to the baker, okay, thank you for this, and when my crop, when the vegetables come into season, when they're ready, I will bring you some vegetables. So in that case, mutter, that's totally okay, is it sounds like you're not buying the loaf of bread, but instead you have an agreement with the baker that sometimes he'll give you free gifts, and sometimes you'll give him or her free gifts. So That's what it sounds like. Right now, I'm going to take bread totally free of charge, and then later on, I will bring you vegetables as a totally separate interaction. In that case, it's fine. You're not using Pierre Shvis in any illicit way. But lakach menu stam. If you just take loaves of bread normally, and you don't say, you know, later on I'll bring you vegetables, then it sounds like you're actually going to buy the bread right now on credit, right? Later on, you're going to pay the person back. Then lo yishal lo b'mida shvis. You are not allowed to when you go to pay for it. You're not allowed to use money that is per shvis, meaning money that you received from, let's say, selling shvis, which now has the status of shmita. You're not allowed to use that money to repay the baker because she'ain por encho b'dam shvis, because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to repay loans with shmita money. The only thing you're allowed to do with shmita money, as we said, is buy other shmita produce. You're not allowed to do business. You're not allowed to pay loans. It's all part of the same category with shmita money or produce. So you're not allowed to pay back later with shmita money, and you're certainly not allowed to bring shmita produce later on to pay back if it's considered repaying a chov, if it's considered repaying a debt. Again, if it's just a free gift, because that's the understanding you have with the baker, then that would be totally fine. That is Mishnah Dalav. We will continue with Mishnah Hey tomorrow.